This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The Minneapolis City Council has identified the 37-year-old woman shot and killed by an Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer yesterday as Renee Nicole Good, and apparently she was originally from Colorado. A post on an Instagram account that appears to belong to Good states she was, quote, a poet and writer and wife from Colorado experiencing Minneapolis, Minnesota, according to the Minnesota Star Tribune. Denver's housing market is in a holding pattern as economic uncertainty and a lack of affordable options keep buyers on the sidelines. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
There were roughly 7,600 homes for sale at the end of December, a 10% jump from the same time the prior year, according to the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. Some sellers gave up and pulled their homes off the market as buyers become more discerning. The median price for a home in Denver is about $575,000, a slight decline from a year ago. The slowdown in sales is giving buyers the upper hand in negotiations. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
In southwest Colorado, the Ouray Ice Park is still closed due to unusually high temperatures. Executive Director Peter O'Neill says it's the first time the park has waited this late to open in its 31-year history.
It's been incredibly warm, unseasonably. I mean, no one that I've spoken with who's been around in the valley for decades remembers a December and a January this warm.
But Ouray finally dipped below freezing last night, and O'Neill hopes that lasts long enough to make substantial ice. He doesn't know yet whether the park's upcoming ice festival will have enough ice to climb, but the park is committed to holding the Ouray Ice Fest starting January 22nd. And this is CPR News. It's 7:06.